Then, however, she murmured another question. What does all this have to do with the Turnbull government's decision to fix the balance of payments by becoming one of the great arms exporters? I thought either a hole in one girl or nothing. At first it seemed nothing, so I added, the US wouldn't like that, would they? It's not really their most efficient field. But the Russians and Chinese wouldn't feel so threatened. He considered it, then echoed the littleness of her whisper. I don't deal in that sort of technology so much anymore. I like the innovative and the digital. Quentin still handles some armaments, though, and keeps the old Kissinger people happy. They don't like me after Brioni. So he at last referred to Brioni. But they think I hold Quentin prisoner and they want to strengthen her. They have their own sort of chivalry. His sarcasm was so unusually obvious that Claire was safe to add, as chivalrous as bombing Cambodia. But he said, they don't do that so much now. They still want to unwedge China and North Korea. They did feel safe with Rudd, but with Trump they're not sure what buttons to press. He's probably got the right ones, don't you think so, Mr. Jeffries? I said, I don't know him that well. He seems to be a classic isolationist, talking like a classic Brinkman. They're used to so many versions of the Harker in Appalachia. So, yes. Corbyn looked as if he'd just realised that thing he'd always liked experiencing was a kiss, and as if he were working out how to give one in return, with his head tilted back sideways. Claire asked, so Quentin isn't handling the silicon diamonds? She could go home then, deal with the old-fashioned arms stuff from an office in Sydney. There'll be enough of it there now. Smith said, lifting one fist of his close-bitten nails to wipe the meltwater from his face. Yes, but I need her with me. You understand? The question was to me, and I said, yes, I understand.